This is the Sakar Merli of the 3rd of June 2025. Essence, sweet children, you are now going into new relationships. Therefore, forget all your relationships here that are based on karmic bondages and make effort to become karmatite. Question. Which children does the father praise? To which children does he give the most love? Answer. Baba sings the praise of his poor children. This poverty is so wonderful. Don't become greedy, but remain comfortable. Just eat 2 chapatis. The poor children remember the father with a lot of love. Baba is pleased to see the uneducated children because they don't have to make effort to forget what they have studied. Om Shanti. The father doesn't need to tell you children every day to consider yourselves to be souls. May you be soul conscious means may you remain in the awareness of being bodiless. These words mean the same thing. The father says, consider yourselves to be souls. A part of 84 births is recorded in each of you souls. You souls take bodies, play your parts, and then your bodies perish. Souls are imperishable. It is only now that you children receive this knowledge. No one else knows about these things. The father says, now try to remember the father as much as possible. When you are busy in your business, you don't have that much remembrance. Stay at home with your family, but live as pure as a lotus flower and remember me as much as possible. It isn't that you only have to sit here for meditation that is especially conducted. The words conducted meditation are wrong. In fact, it is just remembrance. No matter where you are sitting, remember the Father. Many storms of Maya will come. Some will remember one thing, and others will remember something else. Storms will definitely come. Therefore, at that time, you have to chase them away so they don't come. Even whilst you sit here, Maya continues to harass you a great deal. This is a battle. The lighter you remain, the less your bondages will be. At first, you souls are free from bondage. When you take birth, your intellects are drawn to your parents. Then a partner is adopted. Things that weren't there before now start to appear in front of you. Then children are born, and remembrance of them increases. All of them now have to be forgotten. Only the one father must be remembered. This is why the father is praised. He is your mother, your father, etc. He is everything to you. Remember him alone. Everything that he gives you for the future is new. He also sends you into new relationships. There will be relationships there too. It isn't that there will be annihilation. You shed your bodies and take others. Those who have been very good will definitely take birth in an elevated family. You are studying now for your future 21 births. Your studies will end and your reward will start. In a school they study and are then transferred. You too are going to be transferred, first to the land of peace and then to a land of happiness. You will be liberated from this dirty world. This is called hell. The golden age is called heaven. Human beings here are in total darkness. The wealthy think that this is heaven for them here. Heaven exists in the new world. This old world is going to be destroyed. Those who reach their Karmateet stage will not have to experience punishment in the realm of Dharamraj. There will be no punishment in heaven. There, even the wombs you enter are like palaces. There is no question of sorrow there. Here, a womb is like a jail, and therefore punishment is experienced. Just remember how many times you have become residents of heaven, and you will then remember the whole cycle. Just this one aspect is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. When you forget this and become body conscious, Maya causes you a great loss. This is the effort you must make. No one can claim a high status without making effort. Some say, Baba, I am uneducated, I don't know anything. Baba then becomes very happy, because everything you have studied so far has to be forgotten here. What you studied was just for a short time in order for you to earn your livelihood, etc. You know that everything is now going to be destroyed. Remember the Father as much as possible and eat a piece of chapati in great happiness. The poverty of this time is wonderful. Don't become greedy, but simply eat a piece of chapati in comfort. Nowadays there is even a shortage of grain. Gradually you won't even be able to obtain sugar. It isn't that because you are doing God's service, the government will give you everything. They don't know anything. Yes, you children are told to explain to the government that all of us are going to our parents' home together. Baba has to send toli to some children. Here they very clearly say, no, we haven't got any. Perhaps they would give a little to those in desperate circumstances, just as someone wealthy would give a handful to a fakir, a religious wandering ascetic. Poor ones would only give a little. Sugar, etc., can be brought here, but the yoga of you children then decreases. Because you don't stay in remembrance, but become body conscious, you accomplish nothing. This task will not be accomplished by studying as much as by having yoga. There is very little yoga. Maya makes you forget to have remembrance. She catches hold of the powerful ones very strongly. Even very good and first-class children have bad omens over them. The main reason for them having bad omens is their lack of yoga. Because of bad omens, some children become trapped in someone's name and form. This destination is very high. If you really do want to reach your true destination, you have to stay in remembrance. The Father says, this knowledge is better than trance, but remembrance is better than this knowledge. When you go into trance too much, the evil spirits of Maya enter you. Many go into trance unnecessarily. They speak of so many things. They shouldn't be trusted. Knowledge is received from Baba's Merlis. The father continues to warn you that trance is of no use. There is a lot of interference by Maya in that. There is also arrogance. Everyone continues to receive this knowledge. It is Shiv Baba who gives you this knowledge. Mama too used to receive this knowledge here. That can also be called man above. Remember the Father and imbibe divine virtues. Each of you should check yourself to see whether you are imbibing divine virtues. It is here that divine virtues have to be imbibed. You can see that someone's stage is first class one moment, that he does everything in great happiness, and that after an hour, an evil spirit of anger comes, and everything is then finished. Then he becomes aware that he made a mistake, and he reforms himself. Some of you are like an hour clock. Baba has many children like that. One moment they are so sweet that Baba would even say that he will sacrifice himself to such children. Then, after an hour, they become upset about one thing or another. Anger comes, and everything you had earned up till then is destroyed. One moment there is income accumulated, and the next moment there is a loss. Everything depends on your having remembrance. This knowledge is very easy. Even a small child can explain it. However, they have to understand me accurately, who I am and what I am. Little children are unable to remember me whilst considering themselves to be souls. When someone is about to die, he is told to remember God. But because he doesn't know him accurately, he would be unable to remember him accurately. Neither can anyone return home yet, nor can anyone's sins be absolved by that. From the beginning, rishis and munis have been saying that they don't know the Creator or the creation. At the beginning, they were Satoguni at least. How could their present Tamapratan intellects understand this? The father says, even Lakshmi and Narayan don't know me. If the king and queen don't know, how could their subjects know? No one knows me. At present, only you children know me. Amongst you too, there are some who know me accurately. Some say, Baba, I forget you again and again. The Father says, wherever you go, simply remember the Father. The income you earn from this is so huge. You become free from illness for 21 births. You must become introspective to remember such a Father. However, Maya makes you forget him and bring storms. Here you have to become introspective and churn the ocean of this knowledge. It is only now that you have to churn the ocean of this knowledge. This is the confluence age in which you become the most elevated human beings of all. You children must have seen the wonder of how, in the same family, the husband says that he belongs to the confluence age, and his half-partner and children say they belong to the Iron Age. There is so much difference. The things that the father explains are very subtle and refined. Even whilst you live at home with your families, you must keep the fact in your intellects that you are making effort to become flowers. This is a matter of experience. You have to make this practical effort. Effort just lies in remembrance. In the same home, one would be a swan and the other one a stork. Some couples are first class. They never have any thought of vice. They live together and still remain pure. They show how courageous they are. Therefore, they will receive such a high status. There are many such children. Some beat others and quarrel with them for vice. Your stage should be such that you don't even have the slightest thought of becoming impure. The father continues to advise you for every situation. You know that you will become like Sri Lakshmi or Sri Narayan by following the directions of Sri Sri. Sri means elevated. In the Golden Age, you are number one elevated. In the Silver Age, there are 2 degrees less. You children receive this knowledge at this time. The law for this gathering of God is that only those who value the jewels of this knowledge and who never yawn should sit in the front. Some children sit in front of the father and then continue to yawn or even nod off. They should go and sit at the back. This is God's gathering of his children. In spite of that, some teachers still bring such people here. You are receiving wealth from the Father. Each version is worth hundreds of thousands of rupees. You know that it is only at the confluence age that you are given this knowledge. You say, Baba, we have come once again to claim our unlimited inheritance. Baba repeatedly says to you, sweetest children, this world is dirty. You must have unlimited disinterest in it. The father says, whatever you see now in this world will not exist tomorrow. There will be no name or trace of temples, etc. There, in heaven, there is no need for anyone to visit ancient things. Here, so much value is placed on ancient things. In fact, nothing, apart from the Father, has any value. The Father says, if I didn't come, how would you claim the kingdom? Those who are aware of this will come and claim their inheritance from the Father. This is why only a handful out of multi-millions are remembered. There shouldn't be any doubt about anything. We also have the custom and system of offering Borg. It has no connection with this knowledge or remembrance. You have no connection with anything else. There are just the 2 things, Alpha and Beta, the kingdom. God is called Alpha. People point upwards with their finger to remember him. It is the soul who points. The Father says, "You remember me on the path of devotion. All of you are my lovers. You also know that Baba comes every cycle and liberates all human beings from their sorrow and gives them peace and happiness. This is why Baba has told you to put up a board on which it is written, 'Come and understand how the unlimited Father is establishing peace in the world.' If you want to understand how to become a master of the world for 21 births in a second, come in and understand. Put up a board outside your home. You can open the greatest hospital and university on just 3 feet of land. By having remembrance, you become free from disease for 21 births. And through this study, you receive the sovereignty of heaven. Even the subjects say that they will become the masters of heaven. Today, because human beings are residents of hell, they are ashamed. They themselves say, 'Our Father has become a resident of heaven, and we are therefore residents of hell. When we die, we will go to heaven.' This is such an easy matter. They say of someone who accomplished a good task that he was a special person or a great donor and that he has now gone to heaven. However, no one can go there yet. When a play ends, everyone comes and stands on the stage. This war will take place when all the actors have arrived here. Then everyone will return home. The wedding procession of Shiva has been remembered. All souls will return with Shiv Baba. The main thing is that your 84 births are now ending. This shoe now has to be discarded. Just as a snake sheds its old skin and takes a new one, so you will have new skins, bodies, in the Golden Age. Sri Krishna is so beautiful. He has so much attraction. He has a first-class body. We will all receive such bodies. You say, 'I will become Narayan. This skin is decayed and dirty. I will shed this and go to that new world.' Since you say that you are becoming Narayan from a human being, why don't you remember this and experience happiness? Understand this story of the true Narayan very well. Demonstrate this by putting what you say into practice. Your deeds should be equal to your words. Carry on with your business, etc. But the Father says, 'Let your hands do the work, whilst your heart remains in remembrance of the Father.' The more of this knowledge you imbibe, the more value you will place on it. You will become very wealthy by imbibing this knowledge. This is spiritual knowledge. You are souls. It is a soul who speaks through a body. It is a soul who gives this knowledge. And it is a soul who imbibes this knowledge. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. essence for Dana, 1. Even whilst having to see the old things of this old world, don't see them. In order to become Narayan from an ordinary human being, make your deeds equal to your words. 2. Value these imperishable jewels of this knowledge. The income you are earning is so huge. Never yawn or nod off. In order to remain safe from the bad omens of being attracted to someone's name and form, make effort to stay in remembrance. Blessing. May you stay under the Father's canopy of protection and thereby become loving and detached like a lotus, even amidst delicate situations. At the confluence age, when the Father comes as the server, he constantly serves all of you children with a canopy of protection. As soon as you remember him, you experience his company in a second. This canopy of protection of remembrance makes you loving and detached, like a lotus flower amidst delicate situations. You don't have to work hard. By bringing the Father in front of you, and by your becoming stable in your original stage, any type of situation will be transformed. Slogan: do not let a curtain of words come between you, and you will continue to experience the Father's company. Aviat signal: practice being in the stage of soul consciousness. Be introverted. The way to become free from any obstacle is to become aware of your form, that is, of your soul conscious form of light in a second, and, when acting, have the consciousness of being an instrument. Become stable in this double light form, and you will take a high jump in a second. No obstacle will then obstruct you from moving forward. Om Shanti.